welcome to the Shannon and Sierra Show. My name's Shannon.
I'm Sierra.
And today we have a very special guest.
It's still me, Katie.
And we're going back to our roots. We are not talking about nonsense, senseless questions today.
Well, are you sure about that?
At least for the first part of it. We are going to be talking about...
Oh, sorry.
That's right, you guessed it. We are talking about the great show Friends.
Everyone in this room but Katie has seen Friends.
I want a more upbeat attitude.
What are you saying? We're not upbeat?
Friends is a sitcom. You have it up. Yeah, that aired from blah. When did it air from?
It's in the 90s.
1994 to 2004.
Wow, look at that. Not even in
the... Ooh, ended in... It started with a four, ended with a four.
Nice. Wow, 10 years. Mm-hmm. 10 years, and you haven't seen the show.
Nope.
My parents loved Friends, so that's why I watched
it. I think I've seen one episode, and that was...
What?
Yeah, it was... I don't know.
So, there's Ross, Rachel, Monica, Joey, Chandler... They're all 20-something.
And Phoebe. I can't believe you forgot Phoebe.
No, I can't believe that either.
I have so many questions. I have the character list up right now. Is Cole Sprouse in this?
No. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, he's a baby.
He's Ben.
Because, like, I see him.
He's a baby.
He's a Ben.
Yes.
You can come in. You can come in if you want.
So...
Yeah.
Boring
thing to say. You guys are live right now?
Yes.
You don't
want to
hear that.
No, you can come in. We don't care. We're just talking about Friends.
Okay. I'm just going to check in and make sure you guys are on track. I have your drafts of your PSAs for tomorrow.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, I think I already sent it to you.
What?
I sent you a lot of stuff, and you're like, you're way too early to send me stuff.
You sent the actual link?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
So, Friends, what are your questions?
What do you mean?
You said you have a lot of questions.
You know what?
Mostly about Cole Sprouse.
Oh, he's a baby.
He's only for a couple episodes.
So, it's not a couple. Ben is a very important character.
Why are you screaming? Calm down.
Because I am very... I didn't even have my hot chocolate today, but you know what? Caffeine does not need to energize me.
Stop.
You are very aggressive right now.
Okay, Katie, tell us who Ben is.
I don't know.
No, just... You know how the show used to work.
Nope.
Before.
Don't remember at all.
Oh, wait, I wasn't here for the new show?
Matt's not here. But it's like a half hour of this than a half hour of the new show.
Or we just get off topic and it doesn't matter anyway.
Who is Ben, Katie? Tell us who Ben is.
Cole Sprouse.
So... Ben.
Who is Ben Geller?
I don't know.
Cole Sprouse is in Friends?
He is.
He played Ben when he was like a toddler.
Important.
I'm talking to you.
Child?
I'm talking to you right now.
I was guessing.
I'm talking to you. So.
Ma'am, that was very rude.
Ross. You see that guy Ross right there?
Nope. 1 second. Yep.
He's like the top person. Have you watched Friends?
I've never seen Friends.
Oh, my gosh.
We're on the same page.
All right, you know what?
Watch TV.
You know what? All right. Which is, okay, who is Ross? Just tell it, who do you think Ross is?
He's the main person. I know that. Ta-da.
What's his quirks?
Yeah, what is his quirks?
He's a weirdo.
He is, but.
He's bad at, I don't know.
He's kind of bad at something.
Everything?
Making friends.
Yeah, one of his good friends is his sister.
Oh, wow.
No, that's not his bad. No, he's been married 3 times.
What?
And divorced.
3 times.
Well, I would hope he's just not married to all of them.
Well, the first time, he was married to Susan. Was it Susan?
No.
What was her name? I think Susan was
I think Susan's the girlfriend.
Yeah. Who's the girl?
I think it starts with a C. Made me look.
But so Ross got married to this girl, and he was like, "I love you. I want to spend the rest of my days with you." And then Carol's a lesbian.
She didn't find this out until after they were married.
Wow. Yes.
And then she goes off with her partner, Susan. But then, when did they have Ben?
So Ben. It had to be right after because, like, that's Ross's child. Kid.
Yeah, that.
See, I guessed correctly.
Important character's you, child.
I'm just going to say I got it.
So, yeah, and then, okay.
I want you to guess what Ross's job is.
Ross's job?
Yes.
Does he work at the famous shoe store, Ross?
I wish. No. No, it's way worse.
Isn't he a paleontologist?
What is that?
Dinosaurs?
He said he's dinosaur fossils.
He's a big nerd. Okay, how would you feel? This is one of my questions I came up with. So, you don't even have to watch any of the episodes of Friends now. Now you know, after this hour, you will know everything about Friends.
I doubt that.
I honestly don't know if I want to know everything about Friends.
So, during his second, he was about to get married to this English girl.
Emily.
Name, Emily.
Wow.
There's a lot of episodes. And he was like, "I love you. You're my," he says this a lot. And they were going to get married in England. But when they were on the altar, he said, "I love you, Rachel." And as you see from the description, Rachel was one of the main, main characters. So how would you feel if you were Emily?
Very upset.
Like, you know how I say Katie gets aggressive? I feel like Katie would get, like, maximum aggressiveness.
Katie just stabs him on the altar.
You know the best part? They still get married.
They do?
Yeah, they get married and then they get a divorce. They got married and Emily's like, "Yo, you gotta stop being friends to Rachel if we are gonna have this marriage."
Oh yeah, I do remember that. But then obviously it doesn't work out because then
Ross is like, "I want to be friends with Rachel."
Ross has that really weird voice.
It was David Strummer.
So, then his third marriage, guess what happened?
They broke up.
No. Guess who it's with?
Rachel.
Monica.
Yeah.
Monica's his sister.
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah, he marries Rachel. But
I just realized the last name.
They were both drunk when they got married, so they didn't realize they got married until the very next day.
Yeah, they eloped in Las Vegas.
Oh, wow.
All right, yeah.
Okay, good for them.
Wait, let me get one of my questions. Why hasn't anyone called yet? That's my question.
Nobody's listening.
I have three people that said to call me. I'm fine.
All right, tell us who Rachel is. Since she's the next.
A lady of the night.
Is Rachel actually a prostitute?
No. No.
No, Rachel. I guess. I always hate it guessing, but I'm always creative. But I know what happened, so guess.
I hate guessing.
What am I guessing?
Who she is.
Like what?
Who Rachel is?
Yeah.
Rachel is...
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yes.
All right.
Good start.
Good start.
Ross's third wife.
Yes.
Yes.
Is she the friend of the group where they all make slut jokes when she walks in a room?
Kind of. Because... Rachel got around the group.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
She only dated Ross and one
Joey.
Other. And that's the only two. She didn't
around
date.
The group. How many people are in this group?
Six. Five.
Six.
Six.
It's five or six.
Six.
One character died.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
Phoebe,
on a TV
and then
show
I almost
he did.
Got crucified at the beginning of the episode because I forgot who Phoebe was.
No, I think it was more of Nah, Rachel's not that bad.
No. Well, actually, she meets a lot of
so
men.
So does
and
Monica, and so does Phoebe. Phoebe was literally dating two guys at the same time, so.
She was?
Yeah.
Well, she, went on, okay, she was talking to two guys.
No, she was dating both of them.
The preschool teacher and then that one guy?
That it was a police officer.
Thanks.
It was she dated a scientist and a fireman. And then a teacher and a police officer. I think.
Around. Phoebe's a hippie if you didn't know.
I did not know. Thank you.
When we first meet Rachel, it's right after Ross gets his divorce and he's like, "You know what? I just want to get married again." Here comes Rachel in a wedding dress.
Well, okay. She didn't explain that.
That's not how things work.
Hey, I like my version of explaining.
No.
Please explain
Rachel
better.
Rachel was rich. Rachel had everything. And then she was supposed to marry...
Barry.
I can't remember names for my life. And Barry, she's like, I don't know. This isn't like... Whenever you get married, you're supposed to be like excited. But she wasn't excited. She was more like, oh, I have to just marry this guy. And she was like, I don't want to do this. So she walked out... She walked out on the wedding.
She's a runaway bride.
She's a runaway bride. And then she went, and then she visited Monica, who was her friend in high school, but not really. But then
they were each other's best friends.
They were?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Wow. Good job,
Shannon. I'm questioning how much you know about friends.
they were best friends.
I feel like Sierra is the point man here.
I skip around the episodes. Because sometimes it's
don't
Netflix,
do that.
Sometimes it's TBS.
They were best friends in high school, and they grew up together, so she knew, Rachel knew Monica was still in New York, and she knew where to find her, so she went and go find Monica to, like, help her out.
Yes. And then, who's Joey?
The cool uncle that gets all the kids, the gifts that the dad doesn't like.
There is no dad. Actually, well, Ross is a dad. But Joey's also...
That was a Full House joke.
Oh.
I got it. I understood it.
I didn't get it. Who was it? Oh! I used to watch Full House, too.
Shannon, do you actually watch shows, or do you just say you watch them?
I watch shows! Like, ask me anything about Stranger Things.
No. We're not talking about Stranger Things. We're talking about Friends.
I've never seen Stranger Things.
Who are you people?
Okay, Katie? Joey is
a
the
man
weird.
Of the night.
No, he's not. He's an actor.
Okay.
He's one of us, but like.
I am not an actor.
He's trying to be a famous actor.
He would work for us.
Shannon, where do you work?
He's a little weird, and he's very Italian. They, like, play that up very much.
Like, he would be Reagan. God, my voice.
What? No.
He would be Reagan if he was here.
An anchor?
Yes.
Good job. That was one word you didn't know.
He came somewhat famous when he was a soap opera
Dr.
actor.
Remore.
On Days of Our Lives.
Drake Remore.
I have no clue what's going on.
I just stayed up in economics for a whole class for the first time this semester, and I'm very confused at what's going on now.
Joey's an actor. That's all you need to know.
Okay, Joey's the actor.
Yes.
And he was in a soap opera.
What keeps vibrating? Is that your phone?
That's my phone, yeah.
God. Malik's so popular.
No, that's my email.
Oh, wow. All right, continue. What's happening now?
Oh, I was supposed to ask you, how was everyone's Thanksgiving break?
Wow.
And Joey's very dumb.
He's not that dumb. Jeez.
He buys an encyclopedia so he can seem smart.
He has a geese and a duck. That's very...
Did you just say he has a geese?
He has a goose and a duck.
He has a geese.
Stop making fun of me.
Just wow.
Okay. How was everyone's Thanksgiving break? That was the first matter of business.
And
he is
Chandler. Joey is Chandler's roommate.
Okay, yes. Okay, take a break for a second. How was everyone's Thanksgiving break?
Mine was great.
I lost my wallet.
I heard that story.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I lost my wallet on Sunday.
Wait, randomly lost it?
I was at Duquesne taking pictures of the basketball game. That's the sport they were playing.
Was it, though?
Sports.
Was it?
And when I went to leave, I was down there with Logan. When Logan went to give me a ride back home, I realized I didn't have my wallet, so we spent another hour around Duquesne looking for my wallet, and we never found it. So I spent the rest of the week slowly piecing together everything that I had in my wallet. Okay. Yeah, that was my Thanksgiving break. I also talked to Shannon a lot.
Me and Malik are homies.
I feel bad for you.
Okay. Sarah. I went to South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Visited my cousins. Mm-hmm. Okay. You play games, right?
What kind of games?
Xbox.
Yes.
Yes. Not specifically Xbox.
I play PlayStation.
I also play PlayStation.
I play
it's
Xbox.
The same thing, isn't it?
No.
No.
Wow. You're yes, so though. Wrong.
You know what's a good, you know what's a good, Wii.
I have a Wii. Okay.
We had a Wii, and nobody played it, ever, or bought any games for it, or touched it, and it just sat and gathered dust in our living room.
Aww. You should bring it into the century.
Yeah. I think we threw it out.
Why wouldn't you go to GameStop and like?
Like I think that's what we. It was broken. There were batteries missing. It was in terrible shape.
Batteries missing. That was the problem.
A Wii doesn't have batteries.
Though. The Wii remotes the have remotes batteries.
Yes.
That or if you get the wireless thing, you have to put batteries in
really?
The.
Yeah. No, I wasn't that invested in the Wii ecosystem.
But anyway,
what
so
was the
my,
point of this? Yeah.
My boy cousin Jason. I was like, hey, can I play this game with you? He's like, there's only one controller. I was like, okay, can I, like, we'll switch off. And then it was a racing game. And then he, like, put me on this course, and I wasn't even racing anybody.
That's pretty fair. I would do the same thing.
And I was like, oh, well, then just take this. I was bad. I admit I was bad. But I wanted to play. And I was like, you know what? You just take this back.
What game was this?
I don't know the, like what the title was.
Okay. Do you guys know the game Diablo?
Yes.
I do.
I know the title. I know the
so good.
It's the devil.
Me and my brother played my, all week playing that.
I call my nephew the devil.
That's not nice.
Because he goes in tantrums. He seems like the cutest little kid, and then he starts screaming.
Okay. That's most kids,
Fun
though.
Fun fact, I went to the doctor's today.
This is the type of show he came for.
You know, I like how we went from
it's fine.
Friends.
Continue.
I'm just going into a story. So I went to the doctor's today, got two shots, meningitis and HPV. And then, so I was in the waiting room.
All right.
waiting for, like, because they made me wait 30 minutes in case I got woozy. So I was just sitting there. And I hear the screaming from the other room. He says, and the kid was like, I don't want it in my arm. And he said this multiple times, getting higher and higher. And then they stuck it in his arm, and it was, like, screeching. It sounded like someone was dying. Get off your phone.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get paid.
That does the same thing. You don't yell at him.
Because it's Matt.
Wow.
So, yeah, and I found that funny. I was like, jeez.
Okay. Tiara, how was your week?
Oh, yeah, how was your Thanksgiving?
How was your
the friends?
Who knows? Sierra, please answer.
No, Shannon wants to say something. I don't
know. No, it's your turn.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Why, thank you. I always wonder this. I mean, it was good. I went down to Maryland to celebrate my cousin's birthday, and we did a murder mystery party.
Why do you do
party.
This every time, Shannon? Every time.
Put on my story.
It was terrible. They were 15-year-olds. It was so bad.
15-year-olds?
Yeah.
You were literally 18. Actually, 19.
I'm 19. Exactly. But they were so bad. They were so loud and so many of them.
I'm now officially an adult.
Wasn't your birthday?
Were you
your
an adult before?
Was yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, happy belated birthday.
That's, thank you.
Totally
so now
forgot.
I can complain
my
about
bad.
all the kids.
Go for it.
I can all say, back in my day. Finally.
I told you I would like wish you a happy birthday on your birthday.
Didn't
My
know
bad.
It was his birthday. I don't follow things.
Why don't you put it on Snapchat?
Can you put it on Snapchat? I don't do anything on Snapchat.
Unless you're asking if Shannon's actually afraid of Planet
Wait,
of
what?
The Apes.
Yeah.
I'm so
yep.
confused. What's happening?
I don't know.
Can't spell. That's
it went
happening.
From one thing to the next, and I was like,
it's like we have Matt in this very room.
His spirit. He's not dead.
Who said he was dead?
Well, whatever you say, spirit, you think someone's dead.
No.
That's not what that phrase means. That just means he's not here.
Okay. Back to friends. So. Who do you think Chandler is?
The weird guy again.
He is the most awkward guy. Like, I relate
but he's my favorite.
So much.
That makes sense.
He's my favorite.
Because
who's
awkward?
Your favorite?
It's a tie-up between Chandler and Phoebe.
Phoebe is a hippie.
I have a question. I'm doing that FYSP like survey. Can I say don't have it as a recommendation?
You probably